And this is Spokane Public Radio's Music for a Monday Morning on this Labor Day in the Inland Northwest. I'm Jim Tevenin, and we have a very special hour for you because we have members of the Spokane Symphony, also Jeff Fomsall, the executive director of the orchestra, and likewise other folks from the symphony here to tell us about the season and specifically about what's going to be happening tonight in Comstock Park. First of all, though, let's get this thing started on the right track. We're going to have music from our performance studio, and I think we'll leave the identification of the performers until later. This is music by Béla Bartók. It's taken from his concerto for orchestra. It's a duet and chorale. In our performance studio, we heard music of Béla Bartók from his concerto for orchestra, that little duet and chorale for two trumpets here. And we have the performers, who I'm going to introduce as soon as they get in place here. We can do a little conversing. One of them is a familiar sound to listeners of Spokane Public Radio and any symphony goers in the audience, and that is the principal trumpeter, Larry Jess. And so good morning, Larry.
Thanks good morning.
For coming by, and nice playing there. Your partner in crime in that particular duet, though, is not a member of the orchestra per se, but rather he takes off his mask now to reveal his true identity, and that's Jeff Fomsall, who is the executive director of the orchestra. And Jeff, good morning. Congratulations on your work there. And
thanks. We've done it in quite some time, but it was pretty fun.
That's very cool. Now, let's peel that one away a little bit. Larry, how many years have you been with the symphony all told?
Everybody's asking that. Yeah. I think it's about 40. I think I'm starting my 47th. I was out for a couple of years, and everybody thinks it's 50 years. It's not 50 years.
It had to be tough to go out at intermission for the diaper change, given the fact that you've been that long.
I know.
But Jeff, I didn't realize that you were a trumpet player. Now I do. And have you
recovering?
Yes. You say I'm Jeff and I'm a trumpet player, and we kind of take it from there. But now, what's your background with the instrument?
Yeah. So my background in music is primary through trumpet. I was a trumpet player for a long time, started when I was a little kid, and did it all through school, and then attended the New England Conservatory back in the late 90s, and studied with the section of the Boston Symphony, and had a lot of fond memories. Was just back in Tanglewood a couple weeks ago, and it's a different section now, but still a great sound.
Mm-hmm. And it gives you, I would think, a unique perspective as executive director of the symphony to know both sides of the operation, as it were. Because you come to us, this is your second full year?
This is my third. This is now my third season.
Third season with the orchestra. And it's quite a season it's going to be. And we'll talk about that very shortly. Let me introduce the rest of the room here. We have next to Jeff a new voice for us here on Spokane Public Radio, and that's Russ Lee, who is the chairman of the Symphony Board. Good morning, Russ, and welcome.
Good morning.
And you come to us with a deep business background, and maybe just tell us very briefly about who you are and what you do.
I do. Actually, I'm a banker. I've been in banking for about 40 years. That was the way to make a living after failing as a career as a cellist.
Lots of recovering instrumentalists in this room here. Okay, good, good. Welcome. And you've been on the board now for how many years?
I think this is my second full year on the board. Mm-hmm. I started as a treasurer and moved to president, replacing Lori, who just went off this year.
Mm-hmm. All right, good, good. And let me finish with the introductions here. We have also the marketing person for the Symphony, Allison Heiberger, who is over in the corner, sort of making sure that we all stay on track, and that's a good thing. But also with us is the tubist of the orchestra, Leonard Byrne. And he and Larry are sharing a microphone here so we can sort of bounce back and forth. But good morning, Leonard.
Good morning, Jim.
And you're going to be playing for us in just a bit. We'll get to you in a second. But let's think about what's happening this evening. So, Jeff, I turn it back to you. And if you could tell us a bit about the program that's going to be happening this
sure.
evening.
Yeah, so this is our annual Labor Day weekend of concerts. We had one on Saturday in Liberty Lake. Great weather, I think, a relief, and just a really nice night for everybody in the orchestra and in the audience. We had a great audience. So we repeat much of that same program tonight at Comstock Park. You know, it's a little bit of a farewell to summer and a welcoming to the fall, a little bit of a preview of some of the things that we're going to see and hear this season. And as you mentioned a little bit before, so both Eckhart and Jorge will be conducting, mm-hmm. sharing the podium. You know, it's a great program. It's fun. It's lighthearted, but we do get into some good meaty material as well. So, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a family tradition to come out every year and get a picnic, or if you've always been sort of curious about the symphony and never had the chance to come, it's a great way to experience it and take in a last glimpse of the summer.
Right, right. And it fortunately is a nice glimpse of the summer because it's been a rough month for performances, outdoor performances around the region. Both of the symphony's Arborcrest performances had to be shunted to the Fox. I mean, it's a grand place to move to, but it's not the same ambiance as being outside. So this is really wonderful that the air is cooperating with us today.
Yeah, I think we've all downloaded various apps and have different ways of inspecting what's going on. I certainly have, and, you know, we spent quite a bit of time talking about it last year, and it does seem to be more of an issue these days. Both temperature and smoke, so we're, you know, very, very cautious and cognizant of the conditions, but thus far it seems like just a really great evening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very definitely looking forward to that. And in terms of family activities, there's also the instrument petting zoo that is a part of it, and also an opening played by the group. I love the name. They are a retro pop and soul band called Super Sparkle, and they're going to be performing at 4:30. And joining them is a percussionist from the symphony, Brian Bogue. And then the symphony concert itself this evening starts at
6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. So nice and early. Get your picnic out there. Just enjoy, and a good time will be had by all. I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming season, too, to kind of set the tone for it. Now, I know that we're going to be talking a lot about that season this week, because this is just the kickoff to Symphony Week here at Spokane Public Radio, and we hope you can join us each morning for something new and different. But I'd like to toss it to Leonard right now. You brought some instruments here too, and there are two of them out there. So we're going to start with which instrument that you're going to play for us.
Well, I brought two instruments. I think we'll probably close the show with the tuba, but the other thing I bought is an Ophicleide.
Mm-hmm.
This would not be a season for Ophicleide. We have no Berlioz or Mendelssohn on the program for me to even agitate that I should be playing Ophicleide. But I did bring an Ophicleide to at least give you a sample. It's a predecessor of the tuba, and it highlights part of the tubist's world. Ophicleide's clearly a much smaller instrument. They tended to be very high parts. Nowadays, you'd play them all on tuba, so you have the difference between playing things that were written for a much smaller instrument as well as playing things that were written for a much larger instrument. So mm-hmm. you have to cover all of it on the same thing.
Now, you mentioned the music of Berlioz, among other composers who used the instrument in the 19th century. Was it at all a band instrument as that whole phenomenon was getting going?
Oh, very much so. Band?
Yeah.
It was actually a very popular instrument in the 19th century. Died out most places at the turn of the 20th century, though actually it was actively used in Argentina, like up through this, World War II, having a revival starting about 20 years ago.
Since you brought up Argentina, I have to ask the question, are there tangos written for the Ophicleide?
Was definitely tango groups. If you listen to old recordings where the Ophicleide's playing.
All right.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So you're going to go to the studio now and you're going to play something for us on said instrument, the Ophicleide. And while we're doing that, this is, Jeff, this is very much of a transition year. And again, we'll be getting more into that as the week wears on. But I talked with Eckhard Proy about a week and a half ago, and he filled me in on some things having to do with the season, not the least of which is his time here is going to be concentrated up front with the first part of the season and, of course, the grand finale. And we have our music director candidates who will be coming in later on in 2019. I'm curious about one thing. Those candidates who were selected as finalists, the program that they're going to be leading, did they have input into the planning of that, or is that just a given that they walked up and took?
Right. So going back to the beginning of the question, what you're talking about, yeah, it is. It's an interesting year. It's a wonderful year. It should be exciting and exhilarating and a reflection and also looking forward. And as you said, yes, so Eckert will conduct five of the classics, and then our guests will conduct the balance. We spend a lot of time discussing this internally with our artistic planning team and with the Music Director Search Committee. The answer is it's a balance of everything that you just said. Yes, we want to have an overarching sort of trajectory to the season, and of course a bit of a storyline within each concert itself. And so one may draw the conclusion from that, then the candidates just sort of are handed a list and say, we'll just go with it. But we also wanted to have them have a sense of ownership, give them a chance to flex their artistic muscles a little bit and creativity, and a little bit to see how they operate, how they work, what their ideas are. Just a part of this process is part of what a music director would do, which is programming. It's a very, very big piece. So we struck the middle. We gave them some range of options. The soloists were predetermined, so that part was sort of the root of the chord, if you want to use that analogy, and then we went on from there. So then the sort of the major piece, we had a couple of different ideas, and then we asked them for some input on something else.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, cool. Looking forward to all of that, of course. Okay, let's take a trip out to our performance studio. Leonard Byrne is going to be playing on that instrument that doesn't get a whole, it's the Rodney Dangerfield, I guess, of the brass family. It just doesn't get a whole lot of respect these days. The Ophicleide. Let's listen. Is Leonard Byrne, tubist of the Spokane Symphony Orchestra, playing for us there the instrument that you don't see on stage a whole lot, the Ophicleide. Again, a member of the brass family that was probably most popular in the 19th century, but has enjoyed something of a comeback these days. I'm in studio here along with a quartet of worthies from the Spokane Symphony Orchestra. Leonard Byrne, who just played, also Larry Jess, principal trumpeter, Jeff Fumsall, the executive director, and Russ Lee, chairman of the board. Let me get to the musicians here. You can answer this in any order that you wish. Of what's been announced so far as the program for this season, is there a piece or are there a couple of pieces that you are especially looking forward to having the music in front of you on the stand? Larry starts.
Well, the one that I'm going to play for you in a few minutes is Pictures at an Exhibition, Mussorgsky. It's probably one of the most recognizable pieces. It's always a great piece to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
The Alpine Symphony at the end is a huge piece for brass. Tchaik 5, Tchaikovsky 5th. There's a whole multitude of things that we're doing, sort of Eckhart's favorites, I think, that he'd like to bring back. And I always enjoy playing those pieces. So
sure. Excellent, excellent. You get to, especially the Mussorgsky, you get to promenade all over the place on that one. That's great. And Leonard, how about for you?
One thing about this being a conductor search year is, of course, we want to have all the candidates get a chance to play a big piece, which means I get lots of things to play. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the pieces that Larry mentioned, we're playing a Shostakovich 8th Symphony, which is wonderful. And of course, once again, I have wonderful parts on the Mussorgsky, as Larry mentioned as well. So those are probably the highlights for me. That and the chance to hear these new conductors, candidates, take on what they would do for contemporary repertoire, because we're having several interesting things on the program.
That is, and I'll turn it back to Jeff, because that, again, is something that is really significant on the scene for orchestras these days in terms of how much music of living composers, music of our time, is included in the program, and just how far you push the boundaries of that in terms of sound.
It's a dynamic equation. You know, in Eckhart's tenure, there's been absolutely a focus on propelling contemporary music to the forefront of our oral horizon, you know, that there's always something there. And you know, it's a mix in terms of audience reaction. Some people really appreciate it. Some people love it. Frankly, some people don't. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I do think that it's part of what we do. We have a responsibility and opportunity and the sort of obligation to push the art form forward. And, you know, at one time, all these pieces that we just talked about, I'm, you know, nodding vigorously. Yeah, I can't wait for Pictures. I love Shostakovich 8th Symphony. They were new ones. They were premiered. Probably some of their contemporaries were premiered too. And maybe we don't hear them as much anymore.
Right.
And so it's, I like that. I mean, this is something, it's so hard to remember that, you know, when we read history books, that stuff actually happened, you know? So we are part of living history right now. So we embrace that, and as just as Leonard and Larry said, you know, we have so much great repertoire. I am particularly interested in the concert where we're doing the Shostakovich 8th Symphony. We're doing a piece by Aaron J. Kernis, who is very much a living composer, putting on a lot of work, Musica Celestis, which is a beautiful, very serene, sort of cerebral piece, very different, very contrasting to Shostakovich 8th Symphony. And I'm very interested to see what our candidate and during that concert does. How do they put that together?
Mm-hmm. And we should never forget that many of the pieces we count as old faves, when they were premiered, got less than a warm reception. Mm-hmm. In many
That's
cases,
right.
they were just roundly condemned.
Yes.
But look what's happened. So, you know, we may be into the ground floor with a piece, whatever it is, something that's going to be a classic one of these days. Russ, let me ask you, because I think it may be something that's on the mind of people who meet you. They say, what is it exactly that the chairman of the board does with the symphony orchestra?
Well, I think my role with the symphony now is really to lend an ear to Jeff, to help him kind of balance the issues the symphony has and give him maybe some guidance. It's been a quick trip in a short period of time for me in 2 years. When I started working for Jeff, I think it was a little bit of a, I wouldn't say a financial rescue mission, but it's certainly a financial reorganization mission with the symphony. We've got a lot of work done in a short period of time, and I think we're ready to turn to more of an artistic and civic, finding the voice of the organization in Spokane. So,
But it is a high wire act, isn't it, to keep a symphony orchestra alive, breathing, and healthy.
Very much a high wire act. Luckily, in Spokane, we've got an excellent director with Jeff, has a very good financial acumen, so I think we're in good hands there. But symphonies aren't self-sustaining on their own, so it is a high wire act.
Yeah, because the ticket prices do not cover
even
come close to the total cost of what it is to run this orchestra that has its opening performance in Spokane tonight at Comstock Park at 6 o'clock. Do be there for that. The repertory for this evening's performance, again, it's quite varied and most intriguing stuff, and it just ranges all over the place because there is some music of Tchaikovsky, and of course it ends with a bang with the 1812 Overture, which is just a wonderful way to conclude a performance like this, and also includes some music by John Williams, which is certainly a mainstay for these kinds of performances. And that brings us to something else very briefly, that there are, of course, the Pops concerts that are an important part of the symphony season. Jeff, maybe tell us, if you recall, the very first one this year.
I'm really excited about, everything we do, I adore. But our pop season, I think, is, again, really varied and interesting. So we start with Cirque de la Symphonie, which is sort of like Cirque du Soleil. Incredible physical feats occurring right before our eyes. But the neat thing about Cirque is that the music is actually quite rich. I mean, it's a lot of Russian, very, robust, romantic stuff that people will love. So even without them knowing it or agreeing to it necessarily, they're getting actually a pretty nice, rich concert of good, heavy repertoire. Mm-hmm. So that's in early October. And then after that, we have ABBA is coming. We have, of course, our Holiday Pops concerts. Michael Cavanaugh, who is the voice and the actor who portrayed Billy Joel in Moving Out, the great Broadway musical. We have a great Irish band, Seamus Egan, and then finally ending the season, we have Pink Martini doing mm-hmm. two different concerts. So a wonderful pop season. Can't wait. We've had a great, tremendous response and reception to all those concerts.
Excellent. Look forward to that. Right now, immediately, we look forward to a duet being played by Larry Jess and Leonard Byrne in our performance studio. Here they are. A very recognizable tune, Blue Skies by Irving Berlin, being played for us in our performance studio by Larry Jess and Leonard Byrne. And before that, we opened the program with the duet and chorale from the Concerto for Orchestra by Béla Bartók, and that was played by Larry Jess and another of our guests in the studio today, Jeff Fumsal. And then A Reverie by French composer Fauconnier, played on the Ophicleide by Leonard Byrne, and that concluding Blue Skies by Irving Berlin. Who is the arrangement of that by?
It's an arrangement I took off of a brass quintet. It's kind of a skeletonized version here, but
it was pretty basic. Yes,
yeah, it was. Not much for tuba and trumpet literature-wise.
Right, right. But that works. That one worked very, very well. Well, to all who are here, we have, of course, had Larry Jess, who just spoke, principal trumpet of the orchestra, tubist Leonard Byrne. Thank you both for being here and for playing. And also executive director of the Spokane Symphony, Jeff Fomsal. Jeff, thanks so much for being here and as well for playing.
Yep, absolutely.
Showing
my
another
pleasure.
Part of your personality here, which is great. And, of course, the fourth in our quartet, Russ Lee, who is the chairman of the Spokane Symphony Board. Thank you all for being here. And it should be just an absolutely wonderful season, a transition season, serious season, when some wonderful things are going to take place and we emerge with a new music director at the end of the whole thing. You got your work cut out for you here. So
We like to work hard.
Yeah. All right,
we
good.
We have a lot of good stuff going on.
That's a good
year,
thing.
So.
That's definitely a good thing. So again, thanks one and all for being here today, and great concert tonight.
Thank you.